بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is my and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations then flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah alayhi wasallam. Respected elders and brothers, it is important to understand, as noted by Qurtubi and others, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not fast on the day of Ashura out of imitation of the Jews, but rather he fasted on the day of Ashura to draw hearts. He began his mission with alignment in the hope of highlighting to the Jewish community the continuity of the messengers that came before. Amazing point our scholars have mentioned, and Allah reward them and fill their qabrs with nur, how far they thought. So you and I know that initially he prayed towards Baytul Maqdis in the early days of Medina with the same purpose: to soften hearts, to build bridges, to remind people of the book, that his message was familiar, it was not foreign. His message was familiar, it was not foreign. However, by the 10th year of Hijrah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed his one and only Hajj. And it was during this time that some of the final verses of Revelation descended. The famous verse that we know about, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, that today I have perfected your religion for you, I have completed my favors upon you, and I have approved Islam for you as a religion. Seeing that the mission was complete and the ummah was ready. Seeing that the mission was complete and the ummah was ready, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his attention to something urgent and defining. He turned his attention to something urgent and defining, forging a distinct identity. That is why he said, Khalaful Mushrikeen. What did he say? Khalaful Mushrikeen, opposed the polytheist. Far from being an invitation to hostility, it was in fact a call to clarity and dignity. It was as to say, you have your own prayer, your own direction, your own fast. It is time for you to stand on your own moral and religious footing. In fact, Mufassirun write, the Jews even noticed this. The people of the book even noticed how the Nabi of Allah made a distinction. And some of them even commented, مَا يُرِيدُ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ أَن يَضَعْ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا خَالَفَنَا فِيهِ. That this man does not want to leave anything of our way without opposing us in it. And in keeping with this vision of distinction and dignity, the Nabi of Allah said and instructed, لَإِن بَقَيْتَ إِلَىٰ قَابٍ, that if I stay alive the next year, I will fast the ninth as well. he passed away 3 months after returning from Hajj, not living to fast on the 9th as he intended, and he instructed the Ummah, that is to fast the day before or a day after Ashura. This, my respected elders and friends, in a nutshell, marked the evolution of Ashura. This then is the path of Ashura, its meaning, its practice, and the stages it passed through till it became the religious and the moral fabric of this Ummah. However, to stop at history and to stop at legalities would be to miss the deeper current running beneath this Ummah today. It would be to miss the deeper current that is running beneath the Ummah this day, particularly to those that speak to an Ummah that is heartbroken. An Ummah that is bleeding in Gaza and everywhere else, yet finding its feet. What is the second lesson of Ashura? That is the deeper meaning. One is we know about the fast that I told you about. We know the spending, etc. The deeper meaning of Ashura is no Pharaoh reigns forever. No Pharaoh reigns forever. This is one of the central messages of Muharram. The tyrant always falls. Eventually. Nabi Musa alayhi salam experienced the day of Ashura is a yearly reminder that no empire or entity of injustice, no matter how powerful, influential, or entrenched, escapes the reckoning of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Centuries later, on that same day, another tragedy unfolded. The beloved grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was slain in the sands of Karbala. Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala an, who stood for truth in the face of power, and he refused to legitimize tyranny. For that, he was encircled. He was murdered along with his companions and family radiyallahu anhu. But as history has shown again and again, blood that is spilled in truth does not vanish. Blood that is spilled in truth does not vanish. And those who carried out or enabled the killing of Hussein radiallahu anh did not escape the consequences. And I've been speaking for this past 3 weeks. I'm sure you're tired of me by now. But it's my duty bound, I have to do it. Nevertheless, the past 3 weeks we have been harboring on this point of oppression. The killers of Hussein radiallahu an, Allah sorted them out. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi states, قُلْ مَنْ نَجَى مِنْهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Hardly any of them made it through this world إِلَّا أُصِيبَ بِمَرَضٍ, except without falling ill وأكثرهم أصابه الجنون. And most ended up losing their minds. They went mad. Ask those soldiers of Israel what's happening in their mind at the moment. This is the punishment of Allah. None were left untouched. As Allah promises, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. Whoever commits an evil, he will have to repay for it. Ashura is a reminder that every tyrant falls, and that though the arc of justice may take long, but it is certain. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَعَهُ بَعْدَ حِينَ. Allah says, وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَعَهُ بَعْدَ حِينَ. And you will surely know its truth after its time. So that's this important point. No Pharaoh remains forever. Then, my respected audience, exhaust every avenue and strategy. That is the second important thing of Ashura. Having said the above, we often hear that tyranny is bound to fall, which I told you. And why is this is certain? It does not excuse inaction or the comfortable delusion that justice will arrive on its own. This is the second message that we take from the month of Muharram. The victory of Musa alayhi salam did not descend from the sky unearned. The victory of Musa alayhi salam did not descend from the sky unearned. It came after he exhausted every possible means. He stood before the Pharaoh. He spoke truth to power. He educated his community. He raised them on iman. He led his people out at night. He reached the shore with an army at his back and a sea before him. And only then, when every human effort was made, did Allah split the sea. Similarly, we who are the true heirs of Musa alayhi salam, we must walk the water. We must walk the water and not freeze when the pharaohs approach. And how the pharaohs approach? You're listening, my friends. How do the pharaohs approach in today's times? They censor the truth. They tarnish the names of innocent people. They hurl false accusations. They threaten livelihoods. They invert the narrative, painting the victim as an aggressor. We mustn't look back. Even when every calculation tells us there is nowhere left to go. Muharram's reality check is that Musa alayhi salam himself stood where we stand today. Musa alayhi salam himself stood where we stand today at the edge of the sea, with no clue as to what's going to happen next. At that moment, when the universe held its breath, at that moment, when the universe held its breath, His words were immortalized in the Quran for us to carry. Hayy may Allah. When the universe held its breath, His words were immortalized in the Quran forever for us to carry. For as we speak today, we too are cornered. But we will say the same as Musa alayhi salam said, Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Indeed, with me is my Lord and He will guide me. So chase the means of resisting oppression. Chase the means of resisting oppression as though everything depends on you. Understand the sentence. Listen carefully. Don't sleep. Chase the means of resisting oppression as though everything depends on you, whilst trusting Allah's all-capable as though nothing depends on you. As though nothing depends on you. When the above is achieved, Allah often turns the very tools of oppression into the tools of salvation. The sea that saved Musa alayhi salam was the same sea that destroyed Fir'aun. One path, two fates. Allah says, وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. We saved Musa and those with him all together, and we drowned the others. One ocean carried the oppressed to freedom. The same ocean buried the tyrant. This is the might of Allah. When the same instrument becomes both mercy and reckoning, hence the very next verse reads, Inna fi dhalika la aya. Indeed, in it there is a sign for men. My respected elders and friends, today, are we not witness to this divine pattern in Palestine and elsewhere? The very violence meant to break people into silence, it is what is awakening the hearts of the world. The very sin that is meant to silence the truth is the very same that is awakening the hearts of the world. The censorship that is designed to suppress and erase the truth is what is making it go viral. The compulsive lies have become the clearest cause of truth. The bans, the threats, the career cancellations, the frozen bank accounts, they are not producing fear as what would think, but they are producing courage. This takes me to my final point. With every rising tyrant, reformers are born. Every rising tyrant, reformers are born. Pharaohs fall and born. One tyrant is buried, another takes his place. One firebrand of chaos is extinguished, another is lit. But this pattern is just not reserved for the oppressors. Every time a prophet is taken by Allah or a righteous soul departs, a new barrier of truth emerges. For every Pharaoh, there is a Musa. For every apartheid South Africa, there was a Mandela. For every crusader, there was Salahuddin. For every colonial empire, there was a freedom fighter. And for every genocidal machine, the conscious of the free is impossible to silence. For every genocidal machine, the conscious of the free is impossible to silence. This is by design. This is by sunnatul mudafa'ah. This is the law of push and pull. It's divine. Its balance is always restored. Likewise for Islam, the relaying of its truth will continue. As the Nabi of Allah said, there will always remain a group of my ummah manifest upon the truth. They will not be harmed by those who oppose them, nor by those who forsake. The call of Allah is made and they are upon. The temptation is to romanticize such people, to stand on the sidelines, waiting for the hero to emerge, admiring their courage from afar, while quietly excusing ourselves from duty. That is not what the Ummah is about, my friends. We can't stand on the sidelines. Muharram is not a month for spectators. Muharram is not a month for spectators. Spectators is for the World Cup. Muharram is not a month for spectators, but it is an annual summons to break free from the paralysis of admiration. Is to break free from the paralysis of admiration and to become of those we admire. To not merely marvel at the lineage of courage. We do not as an ummah marvel at the lineage of courage, but we step into it so that when the earth is finally filled with justice, when the earth is finally filled with justice, whether during your lifetime, my lifetime, or otherwise, your name is written amongst those fought for justice. Your name is among those written with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And respected elders and friends, I want to leave you with this message. My time is up. On a personal note, this is the message I want to give you today. On this 10th of Muharram, my personal message to you. Take it home as a Jummah Mubarak message. Musa alayhi salam said, "Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen." Absolutely not, my Lord is certainly with me. He will guide me. You understand the words? Musa alayhi salam said, "My Lord is with me, He will guide me." Remember these words, right? He did not say, "Oh Allah, save me." He didn't say, "Allah, save me." He didn't say, "Allah, open a path for me." Did he say that? No. He didn't tell Allah what the path should look like. He didn't tell Allah what the path should look like. He stood at the edge of the impossible and he said, "Only the one that mattered the most, that my Lord is with me." That is what he said. Now I want to tell you my personal message. Today, if you are standing at the edge of your own sea, if you are standing at the edge of your own sea, facing the diagnosis, facing the debt, facing the marriage, facing any other difficulty in your life, the feeling that there is no way forward or back, you feel that I can't move forward, I can't go back, I'm stuck, what's happening? Just say what Musa alayhi salam said. Just say what Musa alayhi salam said, and I promise you, wait for your sea to split. Inshallah. My respected elders and friends, every week we make this humble appeal to one and all to donate generously. And today is a day of spending, they say. Must buy for the imams also. Nobody buy for the imams, but shukar alhamdulillah. Look how well dressed we are. We don't need anything, shukar. Must buy for your families nice things, not gifts. Nowhere is mention of gifts in the hadith, but you can have a good meal, prawns and everything nice, tihareti, inshallah. And while you're spending on your family, what a better place than to spend on Allah's house. Imagine that Allah who gave us the sustenance, that Allah who is our provider, that Allah who is our nourisher, that Allah who made it possible to spend our family, don't forget that Allah's house also, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. الحمد لله وحده أعز الإسلام بالهجرة فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تمسكوا بالسنة أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بالتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة في السر والعلن إخوة الإيمان كلما أهل الهلال المحرم الحرام تذكر المسلمين تاريخ الحجرة النبوية على صاحبها الصلاة والسلام فإن الهجرة تجدد الإيمان حيث كان المسلمون في قلة وضعف مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله فأجاب سبحانه ووعد بقوله ألا إن نصر الله قريب كما أخبر ذلك سبحانه وتعالى في قوله واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون إخواني في الله لما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أهل مكة لم تتهيئ عقولهم ولم يسطع نور الإسلام في قلوبهم دعا ربه دعوة المظلوم فاستجاب سبحانه وأذن له بالخروج إلى المدينة فيا أمة الرسول تذكروا ثم تفكروا في تلك الليلة التي هاجر فيها نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلي المرتضى رضي الله عنه مسجا على فراشه والأعداء على بابه فأخشاهم الله تعالى وهم لا يبصرون فهاجر معه سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أشار إلى ذلك قوله تعالى إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا هناك يا أمة الرسول أول ما عمل وقينة بناء المسجد النبوي فكان يدعو أثناء البناء والتعمير بقوله اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة واغفر للأنصار والمهاجرة بعد ذلك فتح الله على نبيه وأصحابه فتحا حتى دخل مكة فاتحا متواضعا فدخل الكعبة وطهرها بها من الأصنام والأوثان وعفى عن المؤذنين الظالمين قائلا: لا تثريب عليكم اليوم، اليوم يوم المرحمة، فلا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية. فصدق الله العظيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعضي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن رواتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. For this, let us ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, making sure that all the gaps are closed, standing as close as possible.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل، وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فاجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب. Thank you.